7:05. Well, of course, the newspapers, the headlines, everything was absolutely dominated when it came to the situation of Greece just a few days ago. Of course, the news cycle rolls on very quickly, and today it's all going to be about a whole lot of local issues, including an incredible amount of snow. We'll get to some calls on that in just a moment. But the issue with Greece hasn't gone away. I was interested watching Insight on SBS the other night to see Dr. Oliver Hartwich live on the television there, as part of the studio audience, so to speak, giving some, I think, some very, very lucid thoughts on the situation involving Greece, not just the current, that is, the third bailout, and is it or is it not a good deal, but on the whole picture, and it is indeed a very big picture, which has to be addressed. Glad to say Dr. Oliver Hartwich joins me on the phone from New Zealand. Oliver, thank you for joining me once again.
Yeah, good morning.
Just, can I ask you up front, in regard to Greece, should they ever have gone into the EU or the euro currency bloc in the first place?
These are two completely different questions. I think it was good for them to actually enter the European Union, but I think that's where it should have been, and they shouldn't have made that progression towards the eurozone, because I think Greece simply wasn't ready for it. Joining the European Union, of course, is a good idea because it actually anchors Greece more firmly in Western Europe. It actually helps Greece get access to European markets. But actually, the eurozone itself, as a currency union, it was pretty obvious that it wasn't an optimum currency area, and therefore Greece simply shouldn't have joined.
Now, much has been said about the Greeks per se. You know, there's been some rather unsavoury terms, lazy, sloppy, corrupt. All these sort of words are being thrown around with sort of gay abandon today. But I mean, is that fair? I mean, surely the pointed fingers should really be more directed to the governing elite and perhaps even the European establishment itself.
I wouldn't use such terms. I think these generalizations are very unhelpful because the Greeks as such are certainly no lazier or more hardworking than the Germans. They're just ordinary people, I would say. But they're working under very adverse conditions. It is a country that struggles with corruption. It is a country that struggles with press freedom. And there is regular intimidation of journalists who don't toe the party line. There are problems with lacking government structures. For example, they don't have a proper land registry. The tax collection system doesn't really function properly. So the country certainly has some issues, but I wouldn't really infer anything about the national character from these problems.
How has Greece got into the situation it faces? I mean, this is bailout number three. It's not solution number one. It's bailout number three, but it didn't come overnight. How's it got to this point, Oliver?
Well, you have to go back to the late 1990s. Greece entered monetary union after a history of continually devaluing its old currency, the drachma. That was the Greek way of staying competitive because they didn't increase their productivity, they couldn't catch up with the richer countries of Europe, and therefore the only chance they had to actually stay competitive in the game is to, or was to, devalue the currency. Now, once they entered the eurozone, they could no longer do that because they had no control over the currency anymore because now it was the euro controlled by the European Central Bank for all eurozone member states. And so what happened over the course of 10, 11 years after the introduction of the euro currency was that Greece basically lost its competitiveness because they could no longer devalue the currency, which meant that on a unit labor cost basis, they were suddenly 30 or 40% too expensive compared to the rest of Europe. And that's what got Greece into the troubles that they then faced in 2010. It was not so much just the budget situation. It was actually that the Greek economy as such was no longer competitive. Then they tried to solve that problem by just addressing the debt issue, by just addressing the budget deficit issue, and that was in 2010 when the first bailout package was announced. But unfortunately, that completely overlooked that debt was really just a part of the problem, but the real problem was actually getting the Greek economy back to growth.
As I said, this is bailout number three, which I think in and of itself says something. But aside from that, is there any sign of the reform and the change that you've pointed to that is needed to avoid bailout number four being just a little way down the track?
I'm afraid I'm not that optimistic that is going to happen. Because, again, the focus is very much on budget cuts, on austerity, on privatizations, which are, I think, relatively unlikely to yield the results that the creditors would like to see. There was talk about 50 billion euros. I think on a more realistic basis, they can expect perhaps 7 or 8. I think the focus of the reforms in Greece should be somewhere completely different. It should be the labor market. It should be really be the land registry. It should be the tax collection system. So I think they have some structural reforms to do, and then they can talk about the budget a bit later down the track. But the structural reforms, I think, are way more important.
Now, of course, for Australians, not just Australians with Greek ancestry or ties to the Hellenic state, but more broadly, a lot of people, of course, are affected by this one way or the other because they have shares, and the shares and the share of the stock market reacts positively or negatively depending on what happens in Greece and all sorts of turmoil around the world. But the markets have reacted very positive lately with this so-called deal being struck. But if indeed it's the case that there doesn't seem to be the necessary macro reform agenda underway, could the markets be volatile again in the future because of Greece?
I think they could well be. Markets basically don't like uncertainty. So I think it had nothing to do really with the fundamentals of Greece, because it's a very isolated problem. We're talking about a very small economy on the outskirts of Europe. I think it is very unlikely that even if Greece defaulted, that we would feel it here in this part of the world. But what we don't like to see is, of course, is uncertainty. Mm. That's when markets become quite panicky, when they see that there is a situation that simply cannot be resolved. So when the third bailout package was announced, at least it took away the uncertainty and markets had a better idea of what was going to happen in the next few months. And I think this is why they reacted so positively, but it had nothing to do with the bailout package actually working.
Just in closing then, Dr. Hartwich, it's interesting talking to you about this. What does the whole saga, though, say about the so-called European experiment or the European project? I mean, can really different cultures and languages and national attitudes and mindsets really come together based on nothing more than sort of geographic proximity?
Well, I think they can actually, and the early experience of the European Union shows that this was quite a successful project until probably about the early 1990s. What they had done is actually they had turned countries that were previously were arch enemies, think of France and Germany, into countries that actually cooperated quite well. They had united all of these countries into a common market where you could freely move. You could have free movement of people, of capital, of services, of goods. That was actually quite a good thing, and it was great progress in European history. Mm. Where I think the European Union has simply gone too far is actually to take all of these countries then into monetary union, because that was simply the step that Europe wasn't ready for at the time, and it still isn't ready today.
So is the answer for Greece to stay within the EU as far as a cultural body is concerned, but fiscally remove itself?
Yes, and not just culturally, of course. I mean, also as part of an economic community, as a free trade zone, that certainly is a good idea. Monetary union, I think, was not.
Good to talk again, Dr. Oliver Hartwich from the New Zealand Initiative. I thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.